Small Biz America.
The brain.
Our guest in this segment has worked in the franchise community as a consultant, franchisee, and franchisor since 1979. Dr. John P. Hayes is the author of 18 nonfiction books dealing with franchising and franchising-related subjects. His articles about franchising have appeared in Reader's Digest, Inc. Magazine, The Wall Street Journal, International Herald Tribune, USA Today, as well as many IFA-sponsored publications. Joining us on the line from his office in Frisco, Texas, is Dr. John P. Hayes. John, welcome to the program.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be with you.
You've been around franchising this universe, the space, for some 30 years or so. How has the environment for franchising changed since you first got involved?
Well, there are a lot more opportunities. You know, I don't think the basics have changed very much from the time that Ray Kroc with McDonald's was not the first franchisor by any means, but he certainly is the one who professionalized and systematized business format franchising. And the basics are still the same. Somebody creates, they invent the wheel, and they put all the spokes in the wheel, and now you come along as a franchisee, and you want to operate the business and make money. You just got to learn how to spin the wheel, and there's a way to do that, and they're going to teach you, and they're going to support you through that, and the basics haven't changed. But what has changed, there are so many different opportunities, at least 2,500 to 3,000 different opportunities for people today to get involved in franchising. So it's been very inviting to people.
John, franchising clearly is not for everybody. How does someone know if it's the right path for them?
Yeah, I tell people it's probably not for you because it's not for most people. People think, well, you know, I'm an entrepreneur, so I should buy a franchise. Well, you're probably the last person to buy a franchise if you're an entrepreneur. Here's a quick way. If you are a person who likes to reinvent the wheel, which I already talked about, then
yes.
It's not for you. If you have to take it apart to figure out how it works, if you can't follow a system, if you're not interested in marching to somebody else's drumbeat, then franchising probably is not for you because the franchisor is going to control the business environment that you're in. They know what you need to sell. They know how you sell it. They know how you should dress. They know what your location should look like, where it should be located, the hours of operation. All that has been mapped out already. And if you're somebody who likes to be creative and do it on your own, you're not going to like franchising.
So you've laid out the profile for who the franchisee isn't. John, we're sitting in early 2009. We're booking a 9.4% unemployment rate, and we're likely to face some more job losses in the U.S. How is this changing the face of franchising from your vantage point?
Well, it's making things more difficult this time around, not so much because of the unemployment, because in times of unemployment, franchises generally do better. They sell more. More people are looking for something that they can be passionate about and want to do, and they say, hey, I don't want to go back to a job only to risk losing it all over again or working for the jerk. I want to work for myself. Unfortunately, sometimes we end up being our own worst jerks, but lots of these people will make this decision to do it through franchising. However, today, in 2009, the banks are closed.
Yes.
Not quite as bad as it was, but it's difficult to borrow money today. Even though the rates are low, good luck in trying to get someone to get you a loan. So it's much more difficult today to borrow money, and that has slowed down the growth of franchising.
I know you're working with franchisees quite a bit. Are you also working with the franchisor side of the equation?
I work more with franchisors, actually, than I do with franchisees. I do a lot of free work for franchisees and advising them, and
yeah.
They go to howtobuyafranchise.com, and they rely a lot on my articles and my information, and I'm happy to provide that. I don't sell franchises. I do advise prospective franchisees, and I work with a lot of existing franchisees who need help with marketing or customer service, but mostly I work with the franchisor who's conceptualizing their business and who's trying to sell more franchises and who wants to know how to break into new territories, create new products, provide better communications and service, and build better relationships with franchisees.
When you're dealing with the franchisors currently, is there an area of pain that you're helping them work through or solve?
You know, it varies from from one to the other. Largely, it's based on where are they in the development of their franchise. Most franchise companies have fewer than 100 franchised outlets, so they're all fairly small. Even though there may be close to 3,000 different franchise brands, most of them are fairly small businesses. And so depending on where they are in their development, it could be that their pain is they don't know how to sell a franchise. Could be their pain is they don't know how to generate a lead, and paying for advertising in print media isn't producing what it used to, or paying for advertising on the internet produces a lot of leads, but the quality is not very good. So they don't know how to differentiate themselves. And then others have a struggle with keeping their franchisees. Their turnover rate is too high. So they'll come to me to talk about, well, you know, how do we, once we get a franchisee, how do we make sure that we've got that franchisee forever? So I do a lot of work on the development side and on the marketing and relationship building side with franchisors.
We're visiting with John P. Hayes, website www.howtobuyafranchise.com. And then the other website, www.franchisemastermind.com. Let's turn to the mastermind system you founded. What is it and how does it work?
Well, when I was CEO of We Buy Ugly Houses, major franchisor, where I was the CEO for more than 4 years, some of the top franchisees got complacent and were concerned about, you know, why am I a franchisee? What value am I getting out of this? Why am I paying fees? And I created a mastermind program that even though I was the CEO, I created it and I facilitated. It wasn't something that I delegated because I wanted to see how this would, this was something new that we were venturing into.
Yeah.
And I got eight franchisees into a room and I put them through a program. One of them became the host of the mastermind and I worked with that one in advance to help them prepare for a meeting where they disclosed information related to their business to the other seven franchisees from A to Z. They talked about how they generated their leads, how they worked their leads, their kind of customer relationships, their relationships with their vendors,
yeah.
And we explored all the aspects of the business.
Mm-hmm.
The other franchisees listened and gathered information, and ultimately they critiqued the host's business. And they told the host, here's what you're doing really well, but here's where you're not doing well, and here's where you're losing tens of thousands of dollars in your business. It might be related to managing people. It might be related to what they were doing with their leads or, you know, how they were not providing customer service.
Yeah.
And so the advisory board then, and they're all peers, will give the host an action plan for how to improve the business. So when I left the business and was no longer CEO, and I said, look, I'm going to go back into my own consulting practice, franchise masterminds are what I am emphasizing and what I'm organizing. So I am creating groups for franchisees to participate in a mastermind, but also a group for franchisors to participate in a mastermind, and a third group for suppliers, people who are the vendors, the
yes.
printers, and the real estate company, and
yeah.
people who sell advertising, and people who have something to sell to franchisors. I just got off the phone with a company that provides leads, generates leads to franchisors who will participate in our mastermind group. So I've got three different mastermind groups that I'm putting together and meeting with.
Okay, terrific. And these are phone-based events, I'm guessing?
No, they're live.
They are four
times a year. We come to your location.
Wow.
And we meet at your location for a day and a half. So we fly into wherever you're based. I work with you in advance by phone to get you ready. You prepare the content. Then the advisory board and I fly in, and we listen to your presentation. We kind of pick your business apart. And the next morning, we get together and come up with your action plan. And we build you up, but at the same time, we explain to you, Here's the work that you've got to do. So, and then the next quarter, you know, there'll be another meeting hosted by another member of the mastermind, and you then become part of the advisory board. But before that next meeting gets started, your old advisory board is going to look to you and say, okay, what have you done with that action plan since we last saw you? So they want to hold you accountable to make sure you're building your business.
Sounds very productive, and with that accountability, yeah, particularly productive.
Yeah.
You can't get that kind of input easily from casual contact. That website again, www.franchisemastermind.com for more information. John, you're doing a lot of writing. Is this still an ongoing activity for you? Tell us what's happening there.
I've written a number of books, and more part of my passion remains. And I'm looking particularly today at writing more e-books. Because the electronic book gives you more control as author and publisher, and you keep all the money, which I like.
Yes.
So I'm looking at that. And I've been working some with Michael Gerber, the author of The E-Myth, which I think everybody in business, if you haven't read that book, then you're already off track.
That's absolutely
a huge mistake. You got to read The E-Myth. You're familiar with it. And Michael has launched E-Myth Partners, and he's looking for people to co-author E-Myth books with him. So there's going to be the E-Myth accountant and the E-Myth attorney, the E-Myth karate master, the E-Myth bookkeeper, the E-Myth whatever it might be, plumber, and there'll be 100 of these books that are going to be published over the next several years with Michael as the co-author. And then these partners, actually, they're going to form sort of a mastermind with the E-Myth partners, because if you're a partner, you get to come to an E-Myth meeting or convention where all the partners gather and network with one another and teach one another about their businesses and exchange information. And so it works sort of like a mastermind as well.
Very, very cool. John, great to have you. I'm sure we'll do it again. John P. Hayes has been our guest. His websites are www.howtobuyafranchise.com, and that, of course, is focused more on the franchisee side. And then, of course, the mastermind, www.franchisemastermind.com. John, thanks for joining us on the program.
Thank you. It was great.
Small Biz America.
The brain.
Online at smallbizamerica.com.
Small Biz.
Small Biz America.